I'm John Latham, family-owned, proudly independent, Latham High-Tech Seeds offers genetics and traits, locally bred and tested to produce winning numbers for you, like these VT Double Pro Rib Hybrids. LH3695 has great early vigor and stalk quality for top-end yield potential. LH3937 is a first trial champion and first choice for the 2020 growing season. Pick the best, field by field, at LathamSeeds.com or call 877-GO-LATHAM.
Giving Heart Today, one day, 1 week from today. And there is one nonprofit that could really use your help. They've used your help, but they've been helpful to so many for so many years. And hey, let's pay it forward for the help that they will be giving in 2020, which likely will be once again a challenging year for so many. But some folks don't even know they need their help yet. There will be a lot of tragedy or problems that will happen on a farm, whether it's an accident or natural disaster, and Farm Rescue will come to the rescue. The marketing communications officer for Farm Rescue is Dan Erdman. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Mick. How's it going today?
Pretty good. Now, at Farm Rescue, your mission is to help farmers and ranchers who have experienced just something that prevents them from farming. And so far, through the fall, the harvest of 2019, which is still continuing for quite a few. What's the grand total of farmers you have helped now through the harvest of 2019?
So the total number that we assisted, I guess, throughout the operations, our 2019 operations, was 105. So a lot of that came with some of the hay hauling to Nebraska, and, a couple dozen for planting and harvest as well. And we actually didn't ourselves work too far into the fall, just because it takes such a toll on a lot of our equipment. So we got to be kind of careful with that and make sure that it's still usable in the coming years. So still helped wherever we could. But as you know, it was a pretty frustrating fall and been a pretty frustrating winter even for a lot of the harvest crews out there.
Man, I guess. But yeah, and these are all volunteers. So they're putting their heart in the right place. And they helped you out a lot. Now, you add 105 to the previous years, and what's the grand total of families you've helped?
I think at last count, we're at 676. So we should be getting pretty close to that 700 mark here, I would think, in the spring or early summer, Mick. So yeah. I'm sure we'll be letting you know when that comes around. We like to, kind of mark each of those 100 milestones and invite a lot of the media out to help celebrate with us, because it's a big accomplishment for us and for our volunteers, the work that they've done since 2006.
That's right. And although it's a celebration every time you get to a new 100 mark, it marks 100 families who have really had a tragedy, whether it's natural disaster, an accident usually is what happens, a illness, cancer, or some accident. Mm-hmm. A lot of tears were shed of sadness before they're shedding tears of joy, thanks to Farm Rescue.
Absolutely. And, like you said, that's a lot of people touched. It's, 700 families is amazing. You think about the number of people in each of those families and just the kind of the ripple effect that each of those families has in the communities they're in. Each family is a big part of every community. Civil groups and organizations that they support and other businesses. So, that's a lot of people since 2006 that have kind of indirectly been affected by Farm Rescue too. But yes, the direct impacts to a lot of those families are just amazing to watch and see that, those happy tears are what we like to see. But a lot of people are just so relieved when they see our equipment roll into the yard.
In this country, there are a lot of things that are taken for granted. We take for fabulous cell phone coverage, good internet, a car that runs perfectly or autonomously in some cases. Now,
yeah.
So we take all these things in our modern 21st century America for granted. And a lot of farmers are taken for granted, for the folks who always go to the grocery store and all kinds of food's always there at a good price and all that. So,
yeah.
But when a tragedy happens to a farm family, because you guys don't take that for granted, you come to the rescue.
Absolutely. That's what we're here to do. That's why Farm Rescue was founded. And you know, back in the day and still today, there's help from neighbors, and that gets harder nowadays too. Everybody has a bigger operation and smaller windows to get everything done. And so we're kind of trying to relieve the stress on not only the families in crisis, but their neighbors who feel obligated to help them too. We want to be that stopgap. We want to be kind of that bridge that carries them through a crisis. And the end goal is to just allow this operation to continue for future generations. We're here for family farms, and we want to keep them family farms.
1 week from today is Giving Hearts Day 2020. And I know there's so many good charities, I guess, or good nonprofits like the 4-H Club and some of the, you know, the fire departments. I don't have the list in front of me, but there's all the symphony, the orchestra, the schools, and all of these folks who have already kind of sent up a flare. Hey, remember us on Giving Hearts Day. So, but Farm Rescue, no different, huh? Let's send up a flare to everybody right now.
Yeah, and I mean, you hit the nail on the head, Mick. It's got to be close to 600 nonprofits that take part in this now, because people have seen just how amazing of a day of giving this is. And you know, it's a lot to ask, because there's so many options out there and so many worthy causes that people can contribute to. But we just hope that, you know, people listening out there will consider Farm Rescue one of those when you get to that day of giving, and hopefully send a little support our way for our 2020 operations and beyond, so we can be there for future farmers and ranchers in crisis.
One of the nice things I like about Giving Hearts Day this year is you can go to the Giving Hearts website and log on, givingheartsday.org, log on, and you can say, take this from me next Thursday. You don't have to, like, I know it starts at midnight Wednesday night and continues until midnight Thursday night, but people can give today for a week from today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they have, you know, kind of streamlined the idea, and they've just made it easier for people to contribute on this day and now before that day, because there's been Giving Hearts Days in the past where I think, you know, I'm going to donate in the morning, and you know, you lose track of time, you get busy with something else, and then you're kind of running out of time that day. So and it might slip your mind. So it's good when you're thinking about it now. You can schedule that donation to any nonprofit, and hopefully, again, Farm Rescue is one of those that you choose to contribute to. But you can do that, I believe it's right now through February 11th. So I think the cutoff for scheduling that is February 11th. But you can, again, give directly on the day, which is February 13th at Giving Hearts Day.
All right. And just here's another opportunity to sell everybody on why Farm Rescue.
Why Farm Rescue? And, you know, Mick, you've talked to us a lot, and we sure appreciate the exposure that you give us. But, you know, there's not a lot of organizations like Farm Rescue out there that are doing the specific, you know, operations that we're doing. It's planting, it's haying, it's harvesting, it's livestock feeding assistance for those farmers that are going through an unexpected illness, injury, or natural disaster. And as you know, farming's hard enough with just the many different things you can't control. But if you factor in one of those unexpected crises, it makes it hard to overcome. And so we want to be there for all the farmers that are in that place where they don't know where else to turn. They maybe don't have a neighbor that can come help them. They just need a little extra help to get them through that crisis and carry them through to be able to continue viable operations. That's why we're here, and that's what we want to continue to do in the future.
And farm accidents happen in the blink of an eye. And the latest one was a grain bin fatality, Albany, Minnesota, Tuesday. 35-year-old lost his life. He went into a grain bin, and it happened so quick. And so it may happen to your neighbor family. It may happen to your family between now and spring. So encourage everybody to think of Farm Rescue next Thursday on Giving Hearts Day. Well, Dan, I know you've got a lot of things on your plate today, so I'll cut you loose, but thank you so much.
Thank you, Mick. We always appreciate talking to you.
All right, good deal. Thank you. Dan Erdman, Marketing Communications Manager for Farm Rescue.